Well, most parents already send their kids to kindergarten. It's currently optional in Wisconsin. This plan would change that. Sponsors say the big reason it's necessary is that some parents are using kindergarten as daycare, dropping their kids off only when it suits them. Eau Claire Democrat Jeff Smith says this truancy is a burden on the teachers and students who show up to class every day.
We as taxpayers are already supporting kindergarten as part of the K-12 curriculum in this state. Our taxpayers should be assured there's some accountability, not just among teachers, not just among students, but also among the parents who must get them to school.
Almost all Republicans voted against the plan. Whitewater Republican Steve Noss took issue with how it would treat parents who want to homeschool their kids during their kindergarten years. Those parents would have to ask, or as Noss put it, beg, for an exemption from the local school board.
We need to preserve the right of parents to decide whether their child should attend five-year-old kindergarten. Government should not be making that decision for them.
The Department of Public Instruction estimates this plan would have affected fewer than 200 kids in the last school year. It now heads to the Wisconsin Senate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.